Mesechtas Gittin, Daf Samach Zayin, 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Vavim Beis, we are in the midst of discussing a Shiloh that was sent from the Yeshiva of Rav to Shmuel. And the Shiloh was, what is the din if Reuven tells Shimon and Levi, Kisvu Tznu Get L'Ishti, or as Tosfos points out, even if Reuven only said Tznu Get L'Ishti, which is as if Reuven said that they should write and give a get to Rachel, and Levi and Shimon then appointed a Sefer to write the actual get, and Shimon and Levi then signed the get and delivered it to Rachel, and Shmuel said that he is Mesupik, and therefore if Rachel gets married based on this get, the din is Tetzi Mizeh, but Vadavit Tzarech Talmud. And for example, if Reuven dies and he didn't have children, so Misafik Rachel would have to receive Chalitza from the brother of Reuven. And the Gemara was trying to understand why Shmuel was Mesupik in this case. And the Gemara told us that clearly we know that Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yisi, and we know that Rabbi Yisi in our Mishnah holds Mila Mimsun and Shliach, as we prove from our Mishnah. And certainly, if Reuven told Shimon and Levi that they should personally write the get and sign the get and also deliver the get, then Shimon and Levi cannot assign their duty to write the get to a sefer, as the shlichus wasn't on a davar be'en, and therefore ein shliach is a shliach based on the cloud that milo imusul shliach. But Shmuel Safik was gufa as to what Reuven meant when he said to Shimon and Levi, kisvu tznu get l'ishti. One side of Shmuel is that Reuven meant to appoint Shimon and Levi to not only sign the get but even to write the get, and since milo imusul shliach, so they couldn't assign this obligation to the sefer, and the get therefore would not be valid. And the second side of Shmuel was that when Reuven said Kisvu Tznu, he only was makbid that Shimon and Levi should sign the get, but he wasn't makbid that they should actually personally write the get, and Reuven was perfectly fine if they assigned the task of writing the get to a sefer, and therefore even if we hold Mili like Mimsun Shliach, but if someone specifically tells a Shliach to go and appoint another Shliach to write a get, as the Gemara will say, Ba'amma Imru, so the klal of Mili like Mimsun Shliach doesn't apply, as this was Gufa including the Mashalech's instruction, as the Gemara now points out, the Isfirlon, and if we hold the Haik Seibu Ksav Yadnu, when Reuven told Shimon and Levi that I want you to write a get for my wife, he only required that Shimon and Levi should sign the get, Haksava get kosher, but if they want to sign the writing of the get to a sefer, that would be fine. But Amr Shmuel, Amr Rebbe, Halach Rabbi Yisi, but Shmuel said the name of Rebbe, that Halach Fals Rabbi Yisi, the Amr Milu Leg Mimsun and Shliach, and Lachira, how could it be that Shimon and Levi could have signed the right to actually write the get to a sefer? And the Gemara explains, as we just mentioned in that Dhamma, Amri therefore will explain that Yisraelon Diksevu Ksav Yadonu, if we understand that when Reuven said that I want you to write this get, he didn't actually expect them to write the get, and he only meant I have akbada that you should be my edim to sign this get. So Ksav get Nasuk Ima Imru, and since of course it's impossible for edim to sign on a get without having a get being written, then it's as if Reuven told Shimon and Levi that I want you to go and hire a sefer or get a sefer to write this get. And as we explained in Maid Rabbi Yisi Ba'Ima Imru, that even though Rabbi Yisi generally holds that immediately Mimsul Shliach, however, once Reuven actually goes and says to Shimon or Levi that I want you to go and hire a sefer, I want you to get a sefer, then of course Rabbi Yisi agrees that immediately Mimsul Shliach. Now, even though when we ended off the Gemara yesterday and we learned the Gemara, it seemed that all will agree to this concept, as Rabbi Yisi also seems to be masking to this, and therefore there are even times where even Rabbi Yisi would agree that immediately can be Mimsul Shliach. However, as Rashi states at the end of Diva Maskel for Amma Shmuel, the Kasach Deitach to Maid Rabbi Yisi by Ima Imru, that it's only a havmin that Rabbi Yisi is meida that by Ima Imru that Mili is Mimsul Shliach, and the Gemara will now continue and challenge this idea and will prove that at least according to one shita, Rabbi Yisi actually holds that a Shliach can never assign Mili to another Shliach, even if the Meshalech authorized this assignment, and will always hold Mili Mimsul Shliach. And since Shmuel specifically passes like Rabbi Yisi, so why would Shmuel have any suffix at all? And as the Gemara now asks, Umima Rabbi Yisi by Ima Imru, is it true that Rabbi Yisi would be meida that Mili Mimsul Shliach in a case of Ima Imru? And the Gemara now tries to prove its point from a Mishnah that Pezayin Abayz, and the Gemara asks about Tanan, but we learned in the Mishnah that Pezayin Abayz, Ksav Sefer Ve'ed Kosher, that if a Sefer writes a get, and there is one aid on that get, then the get would be Kosher. And of course it doesn't make sense that a get could be Kosher with one aid, but Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, and in order to explain the Mishnah, Rabbi Yirmiyah explained Chasav Sefer Shinino, that in the Mishnah that Pezayin Abayz, we should understand it as if the Sefer wrote the get, and then the Sefer signed the get together with another aid, then that would be a valid get. Now, Lefi Rabbi Yirmiyah, there is a major chiddush over there that we allow a sefer to not only write a get, but the sefer himself could actually sign on the get together with an eid echad, and we'll explain why that is a shita in a moment. For Amar Rav Chista explained, Masnisin money Rabbi Yisi, that Mishnah that Pezayin Abayz must be going according to the shita Rabbi Yisi, Amma Mili Loi Mimsun Shliach, because Rabbi Yisi holds that Mili is Loi Mimsun Shliach. And let us explain the chiddush of Rabbi Yirmiyah as well as Rav Chista. Rav Chista is saying that since we hold like Rabbi Yisi, that Mili Loi Mimsun shliach. Therefore, the only way for an aide to sign on a get is based on Reuven personally asking him to be an aide. And therefore, for example, if Reuven didn't ask a sefer to be an aide, the sefer will know that he can't be an aide on this get, and he definitely won't sign on the get without the permission of the husband and without the permission of Reuven. And therefore, it's possible for the Mishnah on that Pezayin on a base to teach us the din that a ksav sefer of aid would be kosher, and we are not choshish that Reuven really told his shliach Shimon to be memana and appoint Levi and Yehuda to be the edim in his get, and he also told Shimon, who was his shliach, to find a sefer to write the get. In the meantime, Shimon felt that he'd be mevazo and he'd embarrass and slight the sefer if he wouldn't ask the sefer to actually sign on the get, as the sefer will feel that people will think that he isn't an acceptable aid, and therefore, without the approval of Reuven, Shimon will go and ask the sefer to sign on the get. And meanwhile, the only ones that will sign on the get is, for example, Levi and the sefer, and that is not according to what the husband wanted, and therefore the get would not be valid, and this woman will think that she's megareshes, even though the get is actually not valid. And the Gemara's raya is that since we hold like Rabbi Yossi, that even by Eime Imru, that we hold that Milay Mimsel Shliach, that's why the Mishnah on that Pezayin on base could teach us that Ksav Sefer of Aid would be Kasha, that even if a Sefer not only writes the get, but he signs on the get, and he signs together with an aid, that get would be Kasha, and certainly there's no chash that the Sefer wasn't told directly by Reuven that he should sign on the get, because otherwise he would never sign on the get, because he knows that Milay Mimsel Shliach. And as the Gemara continues, V'isak Adaitach Meidu Rabbi Yossi, but Eime Imru, and if we would hold that Rabbi Yossi actually is Meidu, then in the case where either Reuven told his Shliach directly that you could go and be a man of the Sefer, or even if Reuven didn't tell Shimon directly, but it was Muchach that he meant to say that he isn't Makbid and he wants Shimon to go and find a separate person to be the Sefer, Rabbi Yossi is Meidu that he could go and be a man of the Sefer, as we hold Milay Mimsel Shliach in the case of Eime Imru. And how could it be that the Mishnah on that Pezayin and Beis would allow a Sefer to not only write a get, but also to sign on a get, and we would ever allow a Sefer to sign on a get if Lemaisa Nafik Min Al-Chova, there's a possibility that a terrible situation could occur and could arise, as the Zimn and the Amul Lushnaim, as potentially there could be a case that Reuven will tell two people, Imru L'Sefer V'Yachtayv, that I want you to find a Sefer, and that Sefer should write the get, Ulaplenu Yaplenu V'Yachtamu, and then you should find two Edim, let's call them Levi and Yehuda, to sign the get, and Mishum Gisuva the Sefer, Chayshi U'Machtim Yichad Mehanach Sadei V'Sefer Ba'adayu, and because these shluchim of the husband do not want to embarrass the Sefer, so therefore they will allow only one of the Edim to sign the get, and then they'll tell the Sefer that you also Mamunah from the husband to go and sign the get together with his aid. And really, Ubalei Amachi, the husband never really said that the Sefer should sign the get, and therefore the get would be puzzle, and Reuven's wife Rachel is really an Eish Yisish, and she may go get married, and of course it will be considered Znus, and any child will be considered a Mamzer. And therefore, at this point to the Gemara has a question on Shmuel, that how can you say that you hold like Rabbi Yossi? And in the case of Eime Imru, Rabbi Yossi holds that Milay Mimsel Shliach, if we could prove from the Mishnah on the Pezayin base that Rabbi Yossi holds that Milay Mimsel Shliach, even in the case of Eime Imru. And the Gemara answers that in a Chinami, the Mishnah on the Pezayin base is going like Rabbi Yossi, and when the Mishnah stated Chasav Seifa V'Eid, it's Kasha, we actually hold like Rabbi Yossi, that's talking about Chasav Seifa Shininu, that it was a case where the Seifa actually signed on the get together with another aid. And even though Rabbi Yossi really holds that by Eime Imru, that we see Milay is Mimsel Shliach, even so, we're not going to be choshish that maybe it'll come out of Chuvah in a case where Reuven says to two people that I want you to go and appoint a Sefer that he should write the get, and I want you to appoint two Edim to sign on the get, and we are not concerned that the Shluchim will go and they will tell the Sefer to sign on the get without the das of the husband. And as the Gemara says, that since 13 lines from the bottom of the Amid, we will see that Rav Huna will say in the name of Rav, in a case where Reuven says to two Shluchim, Imru L'Sefer V'Yichtayv, that really such a get should be kosher. However, based on the chash that we will discuss later, that chashina shema tischa edim, that maybe the wife will go and hire edim. Therefore, the Rabbanan said Reuven shouldn't tell shluchim to go and tell sefer to write the get. And since this type of get is something that the Rabbanan didn't want people to do, so people didn't do it, and therefore it was loy shchiach. And as we know, b'milsav loy shchiach loy gazer by Rabbanan. That's why, even though Rabbi Yossi actually would hold that by Eime Imru we would say mili mimsul shchiach, still there was no chash that maybe there'll be a case where it will be nothing mei nechubra. And keep in mind, the Gemara Shakl of Tai over there assumed that the Mishnah on that Pezayon Beis is going according to Rabbi Yisi, and it's going according to the Shita Rabbi Yirmiyah that Chasam Sefer Shini knew. However, Shmuel himself actually doesn't hold like Rabbi Yirmiyah in the Gemara on that Pezayon Beis, and therefore this question really shouldn't be so schwer on Shmuel at all. And Ayin Taisus, who discussed this point, as well as in the second Rashi on Daf Zamech Zayin and Aleph in Diva Maschel Leishchicha, who also discusses this point. And the Gemara continues and tries to bring another raya that Rabbi Yisi doesn't hold that by Omer Imru that Mili Mimsul Lishliach, and even in the case of Omer Imru, Rabbi Yisi would also hold that Mili Loy Mimsul Lishliach, even though we just explained that even according to Rabbi Yisi that Mili Mimsul Lishliach, there would still not be enough Menichova in the case where Reuven said to two people to go and hire a Sefer and to also go get a specific Edim to sign in the get, that over there would not be Cheshish. And as we said, because Rav Huna said in Rav, Kashav Leiseos Zayis B'Yisrael, and therefore it's Mimsul Lishlicha, and the reason is because Cheshin and Shem Tischa Edim, that is only in a case where a woman may go and actually hire Edim to go and say something on her behalf, and they will go and hire a Sefer, and they will also go and hire Edim. However, the Gemara now once again asks that how could it be that Rabbi Yirmiyah could explain the Mishnah of Tapei Zayin and Beis, that we will allow a Sefer to not only write the get, but even to sign on the get together with another aid, if Rabbi Yisi holds that by Omer Imru, Mili is Mimsul Shliach, then there could be another case where it will be Nafi Bnei Chova, and therefore the Rabbanon should have made a takana that a Sefer cannot have a dual role and cannot sign as an aid on the same get that he actually wrote together with another aid. And the Gemara now explains what will be the actual chuvah. V'leichesh, we should have a chash, dilma amul hu lebetrei, that maybe Reuben went over to Shimon Levi and he told them, Imru l'sefer k'sayiv, I want you to find a Sefer and he should write the get, v'atem chesumu, and you yourselves should personally sign on the get. And therefore, he didn't only tell them to go find the Edim and to tell them to be Edim, he actually told them to actually sign on the get. And in that case, we're not going to be choshesh shematischa Edim, and certainly Edim would not go and take money in order to testify falsely. And the only reason why we're choshesh that Edim would actually go and do something wrong is only because they weren't going to do any maisa, they were actually only going to go and hire other Edim to testify falsely. If we hold like Rabbi Yisi that immediately mimsul shliach in the case of Ema Imru, v'azli hanach mishum kesufa the sefer, u'machti min leil sefer b'hadi chad minayu, and Shimon and Levi will decide that we will actually tell the sefer to not only write the get, but he should also sign as one of the Edim, as if not, then we would actually cause embarrassment to the sefer, because the sefer may feel that people will think that he wasn't ready to be an aid kosher. And of course, with Baloy Amahachi, Reuven never said that the sefer can be an aid, and therefore the get would be possible and it would be nafik mechova. And l'chayra, to avoid this chash, the Rabbanan should have made a takana that a sefer can't sign any get, and the Mishnah that pays Zion states that a sefer can sign a get, and since we didn't make such a takana, it must be that we aren't chayshish for this, because even ba'amr imru, the shliach can't appoint a sefer as an aid, as milo imimsul shliach, and certainly the sefer won't sign such a get. Therefore, the chayr, once again, it's muchach that Rabbi Yisi actually does not agree by amr imru, and Rabbi Yisi holds that milo imimsul shliach, even in the case of amr imru. Once again, the Gemara is back to its original shayla, that how can you say that Shmuel has a suffix, as he holds that according to Rabbi Yisi, ba'amr imru, milo is mimsul shliach, if we see clearly that Rabbi Yisi must hold that even by Amr Imru, Miloy Mimsul Shliach, and the Gemara answers a similar teretz as it said before, that Ami Hanami Kashav Leisei Asihu, as we'll see at the bottom of the Amid, that even in a case where Amr Lashnaim Imru Lesefer Vichtu Va'atim Chesaimu, that you yourself should be the Edim in this get, that Rav Chista said Kashav Leisei Asa, Rav Nachman also agrees that Kashav Leisei Asa, and as we'll see, that either Rab or Rab Yisif also holds Kashav Leisei Asa, and as we'll explain, that even though there's Nachshah Shema Tischa Edim, as over there we want to aid him to actually do something wrong, and therefore there's no chash that a woman will be able to hire Edim, as Edim will not agree to go and do something bepoil wrong. However, as Rashi in the last Rashi Ramad states, Veloisi also gzira ha atu ha, the gzira in this case, atu the prior case, when it was a chash shematischa Edim. Therefore, since this case of Amal Shnaim Imru Lesefer V'yichtoi Va'atim Chesemu is a Milsul Shchiach, as Rabbanan said that a person shouldn't do this, therefore the Rabbanan felt it's a Milsul Shchiach, and that's why even if Rabbi Yisi would hold that Ba'ima Imru immediately can be Mimsul Shliach, still held in the Mishnah that Pei Zayin obeys that Chasam Sefer Shini knew that it's possible that a Sefer should sign on a get and be one of the witnesses as well, together with another aid, and the get would be kosher. And the Rabbanan did not feel that there's a need to be Geuza, that any Sefer should not ever be an aid on a get, because the only way that any Chuvah could come out of this is only a case where the din is that it's kosher V'lei Se Asa, and therefore, since people will listen to Rabbanan and they won't do this, therefore it's a Milsul Shchiach, and the Milsul Shchiach like Gazbar Rabbanan. Once again, we're back to the point where we could understand what the suffix of Shmuel was. Shmuel's suffix was where Reuven says to two Edim, Kisfu, Tru Get Lishti, Shimon and Levi go and hire a Sefer, and they only sign on the get, but they don't actually write the actual will get, would we say that when Reuven said the Lashon Kisvu, that he meant I want you to actually write the get, since Shimon and Levi went and hired a sefer so the get is puzzled, or do we say that Reuven only meant to say that I want you to sign on the get, and I don't mind if you go and hire a sefer, even though generally Milu is Mimsul and Shliach, however, Rabbi Yisi agrees, but Ima Imru, that Milu is Mimsul and Shliach. The Gemara now continues, Hanich l'manda amma kashiv leisei asa. This makes sense according to the manda amma that we'll have at the Ba'an Amid, that in this case where it's Omer l'shtayim, Imru l'sefer v'yichtay, v'atem chesemu, that the din is that's kashiv leisei asa, and therefore it's a Mimsul and Shliach, and le'gaz v'rabanan. However, el manda amma kashiv leisei asa, according to the manda amma that we'll have at the Ba'an Amid, which includes Rabbi Bachana, Rav Sheshes, and possibly either Rabbo or Rabbi Yosef, that they say that this get would be kasha, and there was no gzera of ha'atu ha. So how could it be that in the Mishnah on that Pei Zayin and Beis, we will explain that a sefer can sign on to a get, even though he was also the sefer, if l'chayr could be nafig minei chova, a case where Reuven says l'shnayim imru l'sefer v'yichtam v'atam chesemu, as in that case, since Milu is mimsul l'shliach, and possibly the Edom will give over their responsibility to sign on the get to the sefer, as they don't want the sefer to be embarrassed, and therefore will be nafig minei chova, as we explain. And since this is a milsa l'shliach, and the Rabbanan did not make a gzera that any sefer that actually writes a get cannot be an aid in the get, so it must be that Rabbi Yosi holds that even by Oyma Imru, that Mila Loimim Shliach, and therefore, once again, we're back to the original question that how could Shmuel say that we have a suffix over here? If L'chayr, it should be Pashut that when Reuven told Shimon and Levi, Kisvu Tzu Get L'Ishti, it must be that Reuven meant to tell the Edom, and I not only want you to sign on this get, but I want you to write the get as well, because of course, they would not be able to appoint a sefer, because Mila Loimim Shliach, even in the case of Oyma Imru, therefore, certainly in the case that was sent from the Yeshiva of Rav to Shmuel, where Reuven told Shimon and Levi to go and be kisvu through Get L'Ishti, and then Shimon and Levi went and appointed the sefer to write the get. But certainly, Shimon and Levi did not have the right to do so as Milay Mimsul Shliach, even in the case of Oyma Imru, and therefore, even though Shimon and Levi actually signed on the get, this get would not be valid. And since we know that Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yosi, and as we'll see in the Gemara, because Rabbi Yosi Nimukwe Imai, therefore, how would it be possible that Shmuel would be Mesupik in our scenario? The Gemara ends off and says, El Rabbi Yosi Tati Amar, it's true that we just proved that according to Rabbi Yosi holds that Mi Loi Mimsul Shliach in a normal case, and even by Oyma Imru, Rabbi Yosi still says that Mi Loi Mimsul Shliach, and that's why the Mishnah that Pei Zayin Beis makes a lot of sense according to Rabbi Yosi. However, Shmuel Savor Kavasi Bechada, however, Shmuel only passes like Rabbi Yosi that Mi Loi Mimsul Shliach in a case where the husband never told the Shliach to go and hire a sefer. However, in the case where we know that the husband is not Makbid, or if he actually specifically tells the Shluchim to go and hire a sefer over there, even though Rabbi Yosi holds, even by Oyma Imru, that Mi Loi Mimsul Shliach, however, Shmuel holds that in that case, since it was Oyma Imru, therefore Mili is Mimsul Shliach, and that's why in the Shaila of Rav, Shmuel was Mesupik. He's Mesupik that maybe when Reuven said to Shimon Levi, Kisvu Tzu Get L'Ishti, that maybe Reuven meant to say that I only want you to sign on the get, but I want you to go and hire a sefer to write the get, and since it was Oyma Imru, therefore it's possible that he had a right to go and hire the sefer, as by a case of Oyma Imru, Mili is Mimsul Shliach, at least according to Shmuel. And this entire Shakla V'Taya of the Gemara is very shver, because L'maisa, all the Gemara's questions were based on Amarayim, and L'maisa it's possible that the Gemara could have answered very simply that Shmuel actually holds like Rabbi Yosi, and he holds like the Manda Amma, that Kasha V'Loi Se'asa, and therefore there's no question as to why Shmuel was Mesupik V'Tzarech Bia. And the Gemara continues to discuss this din that we said in the name of Shmuel, that he passes like Rabbi Yosi, that Mi L'Loi Mimsul Shliach, and the Gemara states, Gufa Amma Shmuel Amma Rebbe, Halacha K'Rabbi Yosi, that Shmuel said in the name of Rebbe, that the Halacha follows Rabbi Yosi, the Amma Mi L'Loi Mimsul Shliach, and Amma L'Fanu Rav Shimon B'Rebbe. So Rav Shimon B'Rebbe said to Rebbe, how can you tell me that we pass like Rabbi Yosi, Me'achash Rameya V'Chanina Ish Oynei Choykla Rabbi Yosi, that since the only way that we know that Rabbi Yosi holds that Mi L'Loi Mimsul Shliach is from the case of our Mishnah, and in our Mishnah we saw that Rameya as well as Chanina Ish Oynei actually brought a testimony in the name of Rabbi Kiva, and Dech Choylok on Rabbi Yosi, so Ma'ra Rebbe Leima Halach K'Rabbi Yosi, so why is it a Rebbe who passed like Rabbi Yosi and wouldn't pass like Rameya and wouldn't pass like Rabbi Kiva? And the Gemara tells us, Amaloi, so Rebbe said back to his son, Rav Shimon B'Rebbe, Soik B'Nish Yosoik, my child, you should be quiet, as Loi U'Isis Rabbi Yosi, you never saw Rabbi Yosi, El Moli U'Isai Nemukwe Imai, if you would have seen him and you would have known Rabbi Yosi, then you would realize that whatever he says, he has valid reasons and valid proofs to. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Isa Ben Yehuda, Hayim Moina Shvachim Shal Chachamim, Isa Ben Yehuda would count the various Shvachim of all the Chachamim, Rameya Chacham V'Seifa, Rameya was a Chacham, and he was also an actual Seifa, and he wrote Sifri Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzahs. And as the Gemara Masechta Seita and Daf Chaf tells us, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel Moshe Rameya, Kshiyisi Lamed Torah Itzar Rameya Kiva, Hayisi Matl Kankatam Utecha Diyay, V'Loi Avon Lidava, Kshiyabasi Itzar Mishmuel, Amali Bini, Ma'am Lachtecha, Amati Loi Lavlani, and he told him that I was a Sefer. And Rabbi Huda Chacham and Chashiyatzah, and Rabbi Huda was a Chacham when he wanted to, and Rashi explains, when he wanted to relax, and he wanted to be careful exactly what he said, then he was a Chacham, which seems almost like a Gnai. And the Aruch explains, Kishimavteach Svasav, when he opened up his mouth, who was Shavadabim, he was always the first to speak, and he was the first that everyone wanted to hear what he had to say. And Taz explains, Chacham Lashriyetsu, Yosim Rameya, when he wanted to be a Chacham even more than Rameya, then he was even greater than Rameya. Vidil Rameya, Karifu Maksha, and Rabbi Huda was Mosul Masik, and the Gemara continues, Rav Tafin Galshel Gezim, Rav Tafin was compared to a pile of nuts, and Rashi says, this is Mefurish in Avis Drab Nasin, that just like when a person has a pile of nuts, Adam Neutel Achas Men, and if a person takes out one of the bottom nuts, then all the other nuts fall one on top of each other. Kach Rav Tafin, Bot Talmud Vesholi Dava, and so too, when Rav Tafin's Talmud would ask him a Shaila, so he may be like Raya, Mikra Midrash, Mishnah Halacha, Vagoda, Kal Yachad, that Rav Tafin would throw at him many different Rayas from all different locations in order to quickly answer the question of this Talmud. And Isa ben Yehuda continues, Rabbi Shmuel, Chanus Miuzenes, that Rabbi Shmuel was compared to a store that was well organized, and Rashi says, Yein Muchan Batamid, if this was a wine store, then the Yayin is Muchan to be sold immediately. And since the store is well organized, so the storekeeper never has to tell people that come to buy merchandise from him to wait, I'll bring it to you. And similarly, when Talmidim came to learn by Rabbi Shmuel, so everything that he learned was Mezumen Loi V'Talmuda Aruch Bepiv. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Kiva Itzablum, Rabbi Kiva was like a storehouse that had various compartments, and Rashi brings down from the Obbitzer of Nassan, Lumari Rabbi Kiva Daimel, Oni Shinotel Kapasa V'Yatzel Sada, to a poor person who has nothing, and he takes out his bags and he goes out into the Sada to collect various items from Sadas based on having a right to take Lekha Chikhupeya, Matas Arim, Kasav Natsumba. So if he finds barley, he'll cut it off and he'll take it. Matsachitim Nasimba, Bechem Pilum Khiradashim, and each various type of minim he'll go and place in his bags. And during the time he's in the fields, he doesn't go and sort it, but he just places it into the bags, and then once he gets home, then he's mivarit and he separates each min. Kachra Bekivik Shalom Rabbeisav, when he came to his rabbeim to learn, and at that point he was Am Arts, at first he listened to whatever his rabbeim said, and he didn't care what category it was, and then he went back and he was chazelem lugarson until it was mesudah in his mouth, and he didn't first become an expert in each subject, but he learned everything together. See the midrash sifri v'sifra all of vadan. But once he already learned everything, then he was able to categorize it and departmentalize everything and make sure everything was clearly defined and clearly in various subjects. Rashi's Geiris, Eitz Bloom, and the Lashon of Bloom means something that's closed up and has very defined mechitzas and very defined compartments. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri, Kupas HaYechlin, Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri was compared to a basket of a spice merchant, and Rashi says this is someone that travels from town to town with many different spices. As Rashi says, my do you have cinnamon? He'll also say yes. And similarly, and this is not similar to the Shvach of Rabbi Kiva, as Rabbi Kiva first learned everything mixed up together, and then he was misad everything. Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri seemed to learn this way, and he always kept everything very compartmentalized. And Rabbi Elazar ben Zayah, Rabbi Elazar ben Zayah was compared to a basket of besamim of a yochid, and Rashi says that this was different than Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri, as Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri was compared to a kupas hareichlin, that since this is a business, ma b'minin yoisa, the koisha kol echa b'tzorol vaday, he has many different minim, and he keeps each one individually wrapped, in order that it should be available to anyone that asks of that spice from him. Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kamvidoki, that the mishnayis of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov were not so many, but the maisa would. Whatever he said was clean and was pure, and as Rashi says, "Leglimet habikashachav erev." Although he didn't learn as much as his friends, El Masha in Beis Medrash Nakhu Shalach Kamois Leilam. The Halacha always follows Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and Rashi in Yivama says, "Kav is a midah ktana claim of b'mkaymus mo'atin who nizka b'mishnah that he's not mentioned many times in Mishnayis Oybi Brisa and v'naki, but he's pure that b'chol makim shenizka halacha kamoisai." The Rashi Mestechlis Erevin brings down Kasev Rachzal b'piyakabala that when Rav Gemara says, "Kav v'naki." it's telling us that halacha follows Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in 102 places, and the Itur says umistavrulon to loy min and kavanoki el b'mishnah avu b'rais loy, that the only time that we say that halacha follows Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is only in Mishnayis, as it says mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kavanoki, and this klal doesn't necessarily apply to b'raisis. And finally, as we brought before, Rabbi Yisi nemukai imay, and Rashi said beforehand that the lashon nemukai means pirusha imay losses tam l'chol dvarav sheim yashavis dvarav, and that is why we always pass like Rabbi Yisi. And some say this is only when he's chaylik on a yachid and not when he's chaylik on a rabbim. And Rabbi Shimon teichin habi and meitzik kima. Rabbi Shimon would grind a lot, but only would use a small amount of that, and he would only use the best things that came out of his grinding. And Rashi says teichin habi, he learned a lot. And the Gemara now will explain the lashon of meitzik kima. As Tana, we learned in the Brisa mishka kima, he would only forget a little bit of what he learned. Umashim meitzik ini meitzik el asubin, and the only things that he forgot were things that were like bran, which weren't chashuv, and the halacha weren't like those dinim, and therefore anything he remembered, it showed that the halacha was like that din. And as Rashi says, "Mashi shachav in Talmud le shachach el dvarim shalei niru shalacha kamaisai." Similarly, v'chinam Rav Shimon l'tamida, Rav Shimon would say to his talmidim, "Bonai shenu midoisai, you should learn from my midas." And Rashi says midoisai refers to his Torah. Shem midoisai chumais mitchumais midoisai shor b'kiva, because my midas were picked out and chosen from all the different various teachings of Rabbi Kiva, and I chose the best teachings of Rabbi Kiva. And as Rashi says, "Behainu brira achabira." And the Gemara continues and goes back to the din that we mentioned before, where we said there would be a machlekes about Gufo. We learned Amal Shnayim, if Reuben says to Shimon and Levi, Imru l'seifa v'yichtav, I want you to go and tell a seifa to write a get for my wife, ulupleinu l'pleinu v'yichtamu, and I want you to go and take two edim and have them sign onto the get. Am Rav Hunam Rav, Rav Hunam said the name of Rav, that mili mimsu l'shliach, and therefore it's kasha v'leiseos ezois b'yisrael, but l'maisa this should not be done in Klai Yisrael. And as we said before, because of this, this was only a mitzvah l'shchicha, and that's why like goes Rabbanan, in the case of the Mishnah that pays Zion Bays, we did not make a zera. And Amalei Ula Rav Nachman, Amalei Rav Nachman Ula, and Ula said to Rav Nachman, some say it was the opposite. Rav Nachman said to Ula, Me'achish Kasha, if it's Kasha according to what Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Amai Lesi Asa Zayis B'Yisrael, so why is it that he can't go and use this method? And Amalei, either Rav Nachman responded to Ula, or Ula responded to Rav Nachman, the Chayshin and Shemet Hiska Edim, that we have to be Chayshish, that maybe Rachel will go and hire two people, and she will tell him to go and hire a Sefer, and that they should hire two Edim to sign on a get, and she will tell these two Shluchim to say to the Sefer and say to the Edim that Reuven was the one who gave them these instructions and who told them to be his Shluchim. And the Gemara asks, how can you say that with Chayish that maybe Rachel will go and hire Edim, Umichai Shinan, are we really Chayish that some will go and hire Edim and those Edim will actually go and do something wrong? But Tani, we learned to the Baisa, Edim Achsum al Stei Mekach, if there are Edim that already signed onto a star that was for an acquisition, they'll get Isha one, or get Isha, like Chashel Chacham Udavzeh, the Chacham were not Chayish that maybe they were actually lying, and therefore we took it at face value that it was actually proper Edis. And the Gemara says, Ein Chinami generally would not Chayish for Edei Sheka, as Maisel Abdi, they won't go and do an actual act, and they won't go directly and sign onto a get isha or onto a stay mekach based on someone telling them to do so. However, Debura Kamri over here was talking about a scenario where the wife will go and hire two people to go and find her a seifa and two edim that will actually do the action. But these two are only going and telling them to do something. And in this scenario, we would be chayshish for edim sheker. And the Gemara continues with the second case that we discussed before. And as we'll see in this case, the edim will actually be doing a maisa, and therefore l'chayra in this case, we should not have a chash that Shema Tischa Edim. And the Gemara says, Omel Shnayim Imru L'Seifa V'Yichtam V'Atam Chasaymu. If Reuven says to Shimon Levi, I want you to go and get a Seifa to write the get, but I want you, Dafka, to actually sign on the get, and therefore Shimon Levi will actually do an action. Rav Chista Amar Kasha, Rav Chista says, certainly this is Kasha, V'Leisi Asa. However, as Rashi says, Gzira Ha Atuha, that even though over here the Gzira really doesn't make sense because they're doing an action and we're not worried that maybe the wife will hire them to do so, however, still they shouldn't do it as a Gzira up to the first case that we brought. And Rabbi B'chana Amar Kasha V'Siyasa, Rabbi B'chana argues on Rav Chista and says that Kasha, and you could actually go and do this. Rabbi Nachman Amar Kasha V'Siyasa, Rabbi Sheish Amar Kasha V'Siyasa, Rabbi Amar Kasha V'Siyasa, Rabbi Yesu Amar Kasha V'Siyasa. And we have three of the major Balei Machlikas and Shas that argue with each other regarding this din, and we continue on Daf Samach Zayin Beis, V'Ikka D'Apachlu, and some switch around the Shita of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Mafizet was Rabbi that says Kasha V'Siyasa, and Rabbi Yosef said Kasha V'Siyasa, and some explain that doesn't only mean to switch around Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, but it means to switch around all of the shittas that we had. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, Daf Samach Vavamid Beis, Omel Asara, Kisvu Get, etc. And the Gemara begins and brings a brisa, Tana Rabbanan, Omel Asara, if Reuven says to 10 people that were standing around, Kisvu Get, Utnula Ishti, that I want you to write a get for my wife, and I want you to make sure to give it to her. So in this case, even though there were 10 people there, Echel Kisval Yidei Kulam, one writes on behalf of all all of them, and they don't all have to be there in order to write such a get. However, Kulchum Ksevu, if Reuven says all of you should write this get, so certainly you only have one person that's going to be the Sefer, but Echad Kosev B'mayim Mekulam, one of them would write the get, but all of them would have to be there while he's writing the get, and they would all have to agree to write the get. And some Nagurus in this Gemara, Omel Asur, Kisvu Getu Tula Ishti, and Nagurus, Omel Asur, Kisvu Getu Ishti, as the Braisa doesn't tell us what is the din regarding Tnu in this Halacha. And the Braisa continues, Halicha Getu Ishti, if Reuven says in front of 10 people, take my get to my wife, Echad Melech Halide Kulam, then only one of them has to do it, and he could be a Shliach for all of them. However, Kulchum Halichu, if he said that all of you should take it to my wife, so Echad Melech, one will actually take the physical document, B'mayim Mekulam, but they would all have to travel together, as Rashi says, Kulam Yelchu Yimai. And the Gemara continues, Yibayilu, we have to follow in Shaila, if there were 10 people over there, and Mana Oysamau, and instead of Reuven saying Kulchem, he started counting them, and he said, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people, etc., then what would be a din? Would we say that it's like Kulchem, and therefore, they would all have to deliver the get, or they would all have to be there when they write the get, or since he didn't say the Lashon Kulchem, therefore, they all don't have to go and deliver or write this get, and the husband only meant, I want one of you to either write or to deliver this get. And Rav Huna Amar Mana in Kulchem, if he counted them, then that's not considered as if he said Kulchem, and therefore only one of them has to be involved in the get. It is considered like he said Kulchem, and therefore they all have to be involved in giving or the writing of this get. And Amar Papa, Rav Papa says, Fle Pligi, Hadam Mana Kulu, Hadam Mana Mkhtisayu, then in Chanami, Rav Huna and Rav Bechim Mishum Rav Blazim Rav Raima are not arguing, and they were talking about different cases, and one of them is referring to a case where Reuven actually counted all of them, and he counted all 10 of them, and one of them is talking about a case where Reuven only counted some of them and didn't count all of them. And the Gemara says, Amr Lalahagisa, Va'amr Lalahagisa, and some explainer, Rabbi Yechon said, Mona Reiku Kulchem, that's talking about a case where Reuven went and counted all of them, and therefore, Zakrashi, Mona Kulu, Akulu Kapid. However, Rav Huna was talking about a case where Mona Miksusayu, that he only counted part of them, therefore, it must be that Reuven wasn't Makbid as to having all of them go and deliver this get or write this get, and he only wanted two of the ones that he actually counted to go and sign it. And the reason why Reuven counted some of them was in order to remind it that I don't want the other ones that I didn't count to actually be involved in this get at all, and I definitely don't want them to sign on the get. But Amrilol Haigisin, Rashi explains, and some say just the opposite, that Mana Miksasan, Reuven only counted some of them, Goli Daitin, the Hani Kapit, Vitzrichen Kulin Hamanun Lachtam, therefore he's Megal Das, that he was actually Makbid, and he wants at least all of the ones that he actually counted to sign on the get. Mana Kulan, however, if he counted all of them, Kivin Alei Amar Kulchem, since he didn't say Lashon Kulchem, Loi Hikbid, Aloy Mebifnei Minyan Zeh, Veloi Shiyachtu Mekulam, and therefore he was only saying that I want two Edim to come from this group of people that I just mentioned. And the Gemara continues that if there's a case where there's a bunch of people that are standing around, and Reuven comes and says that he wants them to write a get and to actually sign it and give it to his wife, so in that case, it could be that people won't know exactly what happened, and if Reuven said Kulchem, or if he didn't say Kulchem, and therefore Iskin Rabbi Yehuda, Begita de Kulchem, Rabbi Yehuda was Masakin when he had a get that was given in front of many people, and we're not sure what the husband said, that then you should make sure that when you write the get, you actually write into the get. Now, although we were standing around with a lot of people, the husband specifically said that either all of you could write it, but I'm not Makbid, and if one of you write it, then it would be a valid get. And similarly, when discussing Chasaymu, the signatures of the Edom in the get, then in the get you should write that the husband told us specifically that either all of you could sign, or if you want, only two of you could sign, and it would still be a valid get. And the same thing, but the Gei Avilu, that you should bring the get to my wife, then we make sure to mention in the get that the husband was not specific and he was not Makbid, and he didn't care if it was all of us that brought the get to his wife, or even if one of us acts as a Shliach Leilacha, that was also fine. And Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Rav says, I have a problem with this Takana of Rabbi Yehuda, because Zimna, the guys, Lilidburi, sometimes instead of writing all of this into the get, V'amah Kulchan, they will only write into the get that the husband said Kulchan, and they won't write that he said that any of you could also write the get, V'asal of Sule, and as Rashi says, Shem lo yehei echem hem b'may miksivasai, oy lo yachtmu kulan, and maybe not all of them will be there at the time that they wrote the get, and all of them will not sign on the get, and therefore it'll come out that this get would be possible. And really, since Reuven didn't actually say Kulchan, therefore the get would be kosher, and this woman is actually not an Eish Hashish any longer. And the Gemara says, Elam Rabbah, therefore Rabbah says, instead of saying the Lashon Kulchan when you're writing the get, you actually write in the get that all the husband said was any of you could write the get, any two of you could sign in the get, and any one of you could be my Shliach Leilacha. Specifically, make sure not to write in the get a Lashon Kulchan at all, and there won't be a case where it could be Nafik Minei Chova, Hadlachoimah. And we continue with the seventh parak, the parak of Misha Achzer Kudyakis, and the first few blad of this parak will be a lot of agata that will discuss the story of Shlomo HaMelech and Ashbedai, as well as various refuahs that was applicable in those times and in those days and ages. And the Mishnah begins, Mishachsa Kud Yaikis, and Rashi says, Shem Shida, there was the name of a shade, Hashir Lethis, Kushashoysi Yayin Havim Megitai, which is Shayla in a person when he drinks a lot of wine that was fresh wine that came directly from the barrel. And this temporarily causes a person to become delirious and become a Shaita, Va'ama Kisva Getla Ishti. And while he was in this state, he said to people, go and write a get for my wife. Hayes points out that this din would be applicable even if the husband said, Kisva Tru Getla Ishti, Lo'im Aklum, then it's not considered a valid instruction, as Lamaisa, we consider him a Shaita at that point. And Rashi says, She'in Daitu Mishavis Love. And the Mishnah continues, Ama Kisva Getla Ishti, if Ruvain says to write a get for my wife, or if he said, Kisva Tru Getla Ishti, and only after he gave these instructions, V'achsekut Yaikis, V'chaz V'am Loitach Tvenu, and Ruvain then wants to retract, and he says that you shouldn't write the get from a wife and you shouldn't deliver it, ain't dvar v'achreinu klum, then we don't listen to his second instructions and we will act upon his first instructions. And the Mishnah continues and is not talking about someone that was achsu kudyaikis, and it says nishtatek, as Rashi says, lavisha achas kudyaikis kai, ela odim shinasi ilan machmas chayli, there was a person got sick and therefore he became mute and he wasn't able to speak. And of course, this person is not a cherish and therefore he's not considered a shaita for amuloi, and they said to him, nichtav gel ishtacha, should we write a get for your wife? And v'hechem b'reisha, and he shook his head and he showed that he wants to give the get. And of course, we're talking about someone that was very sick, and therefore he wanted to make sure that his wife got a get before he died, so he shouldn't be nafli yibum. But can say shleisha pum, so we check him out and we test him three different times. Im amar lav lav al hein hein harei lichru v'yitnu, and if he responds correctly and he responds on something where the answer should be no and he shakes his head no, and on something where the answer should be yes he shakes his head yes, then we determine that when he shakes his head in that way that means yes, and when he shakes his head in a different way it means no. Therefore, since he's signaling yes when he was hechem b'reishai, that's why we're able to give a get in this case. And Rashi says, "Shoylin loy dvarim shu roy lehoshav alein im ro daitim yushavish im ramiz al shuvus lav hachonas shederek bnei adam lehachem alav bal hin hachonas hin shleisha pam lechol echad." And he does this three times for a yes answer and three times for a no answer. Kais v'nesin im rachin al haget hachonas hin. As long as he shook his head and he signaled that he wants to give a get, we would now write a get for him and we would give it to his wife. And Rashi seems to explain that we're also testing if this person has daitim yushavis love and he's still able to give a get and he's not considered a shaita at this point. And the Gemara asks, my kudyaikis, what is kudyaikis? Shmuel says, the nachti chamer chadta de metzarta, that because he drank new wine that came directly from the barrel, so he was bitten that by that wine and he became delirious. The Gemara asks, but listen, mishinashchu yayin chadash. So l'chayr, why didn't the Mishnah just tell us exactly what it was? That it was nashchu yayin chadash. And the Gemara says, chokamashbon, that the chiddush of the Mishnah is the haruchu kudyaikishma, that the name of the shade that actually possesses him is called kudyaikis. And l'man hafkamina, l'kamei, and what is hafkamina? Because when you want to heal him, you'll write a specific kameya, and you have to make sure to write the name of the shade in the kameya. And the Gemara says, Maya Susei, if someone doesn't know how to write a kameya, how could he be healed? And some explain that even if you wrote a kameya, you weren't completely healed, and how could you be completely healed? And the Gemara tells us, Bisra Sumka Gaimri V'chamer Makar, he should eat lean meat, and he should drink extremely diluted wine. And the Gemara continues, Om Abaya, Abaya states, Amrli Aim, my mother, or really the midwife that took care of Abaya, because his mother died in childbirth. And as we mentioned, Abaya's real name was Nachmeni, and the Lashon Abaya is Asher B'chai Yeruchim Yasam. And my adoptive mother taught me, L'shim Shabbas Yayma Kuzad Maya, if someone has a fever that is for one day, then he should drink a flask of water. And Rashi states, L'shim Shabbas Yayma Yichayli Sha'achas Machmas Chayim Bay Bayayim, that he became sick because of the heat that happened that day. And it seems that this person had a heat stroke, and therefore it makes sense that this person should drink a lot of water. Bas Treyayim, if this fever lasts for 2 days, Sikure, he should go and do HaKaz Zadam, and he should bloodlet. Bas Lassi Yayma, if he has it for 3 days, Bisa Subka Agayimre V'chamer Maka, then he should eat lean meat by broiling on coals, and he should drink diluted wine. And L'shim Shatikta, if this fever lasts for a long time, he should bring a black chicken, and he should rip it apart, both lengthwise and widthwise, and he should go and cut off his hair in the middle of his head, and he should place the chicken on top of his head, and he should leave it on top of his head until it sticks to his head, and then he should go down into the water, and he should stand up to his neck in water until he feels like he's about to faint, and then he should swim out and he come out of water and he should sit down until he feels better. And if he doesn't have these things and he can't do it, then he should eat a bunch of leek, and once again he should go into the water and he should stand in the water up to his neck until he feels that he's about to faint, and then he should swim out of the water and he should come out and sit down until he feels better. And the Gemara continues that even though we said that when someone feels very hot and he has a fever, then he should eat lean meat and he should drink watered down wine. However, if someone feels very cold, then he should do just the opposite. You should eat very fatty meat that was cooked on coals, and he should drink undiluted and very strong wine. And the Gemara continues with Amram Chasida ki have mitzarim lebei reish kalusa, the avodim of the house of the reish kalusa would be mitzarim. And Rashi says have mitzarim lehi avodim mepnei shayi chassid, because Rav Amram was a chassid who porish who machma lehim beisurin, and they felt that he was too machma on them, have a magle kule leila atilga, and they would leave him in the snow the entire night. And some say they would open up the windows when he was sleeping, and therefore he was very cold. Lamacha armule, and in the morning they would say to him, my nichle lemar delesle, what do you want us to bring you in order to make you feel better? Omar, and he said, hani kol da aminu mepech apri, whatever I will tell them, they will switch around. So amaluhu, and therefore he told the avodim of the reish klusa, mistra sumka gaimri v'chamer maka, that I want lean meat that was cooked on coals and extremely diluted wine. And of course, as we said before, this was good for heat stroke, but it wasn't good for frostbite. And as he predicted, they did the opposite. Isolate inu bistra shmeina gaimri v'chamer chaya, that they brought him fatty meat that was cooked on coals, and they brewed him undiluted wine, which was very strong, and that was actually his refuah. And just an aura that lemaisa, he didn't change everything, as he told them to cook it on coals, and they actually followed that direction. And lechari tzarapia, as he should have changed that direction as well. And the Gemara continues, Shoma Yalta, and Rashi says, Ishis Rav Nachman is the wife of Nachman, v'hi basa nasi, and she was the daughter of Nasi, v'ishis abezdin v'cheshuva, and she was also the wife of Rav Nachman, and he was the abezdin, and therefore she was chashuv. And we know that we see many times in Shas that the Gemara tells us Rav Nachman chasid be nasiya hava. She wanted to make sure that Rav Amram Chasida was healed properly, so Maile be Masusa, she took Rav Amram Chasida into the bathhouse, Umuk Mile be Maya de be Masusa, he had him stand in the hot water of the bath, and because Rav Amram Chasida was able to sweat, so the water changed and looked like blood. And Rashi says, Mach Bezea Aduma, because there was sweat that was red, because he ate meat and he also drank a lot of wine, and because he was in the bath for a long time, and because he ate basa and he drank wine, so his flesh was covered with round blotches. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yosef Yasek Berichaya, when Rabbi Yosef was very cold, so even though he was blind and it was hard for him to do certain tasks, however, he would go and turn a mill, and this way he would heat up. And Rabbi Sheshes Yasek Bikshuri, and Rabbi Sheshes, who was also blind, when he was cold, he would go and pick up large beams, and this way he would sweat. Omar Gedel Malacha Shemachab Mems Baila, and Rabbi Sheshes said, how great is toiling, as through working you will warm up your body, and we will stop over here.